Oh, I know what you mean. I already copied. I don't know what this thing is, but I know what you're talking about. There's time. There's different, you know, musical stamps, paintings, foreign, whatever.
Aren't there, like, born just like Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that I don't know.
Is there psych halacha enough?
Is there psych halacha?
That's the psych. Don't do it. I'll give you what you remind me.
That's a whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mamish on that exact Shaila?
Yeah, that's right. And then the one quotes the Rukhaim and he brings it to
the whole thing. According to what I saw printed in his name, he said the guy's Potter, if it went up to the full value, but if it's even missing one penny, you have to pay the whole thing.
There are three sheets.
So he's in jail and they have all these treasure food. So after evening he said, well, you shouldn't be able to eat it, right? Because it's not the ghost lunch today or tomorrow. And the third day he said. So do you have to wait? I mean, I asked.
So is the case.
Can you eat right away trade food? You have 10 years in prison. But the first day they bring you trade, so there's nothing to deal with that. But you just like, what do you feel one day?
I'm saying Sam is like, if let's say, are you allowed to eat?
If he doesn't eat today,
he'll be fine.
He's not going to be fine. He will be fine. No, he won't be fine.
He'll be fine
today, but he's starting to die. Yeah, it's the same issue.
No, I'm just saying all together though. Let's put this together.
Yeah, Kippur, somebody's sick,
he's
going to die on
Yom Kippur. No, I'm not
enough. No, but if he's starting to die, but he won't. But the difficult level, she's okay, he's starting to die.
That's exactly it.
So he's going on Yom Kippur, he's an old fasting Yom Kippur.
Apple's an old book. I don't see any hit for the guy to eat at all today. How could the guy eat trace today? They're serving him meals every day. So he could eat trace today? He could. He's going to eat tomorrow.
What is he going to eat
tomorrow? So I should eat more meals than he... tomorrow he'll eat because... I'm not getting into Rabbanish Azach and when exactly this Zman is. But today he could eat... why should he eat today?
Well,
start tomorrow.
Maybe he can't eat tomorrow, but he doesn't have to wait
until
he's reversed.
No. Because tomorrow it's a shayla. How do you... right, but I'm saying, let's say he walks in, oh, great, I'm in prison. Let's go. Let's have the pork.
No.
You know?
Probably have to begin to
right something or other and do the shear right. I don't know if he could I don't see how he could eat right away. Yeah, he could. Went around most of the shop already. You got the Chagiga again. Okay, we have to learn a little today. Mishnayis, Rashi, Gemara, Bissel. So first we had the first half of the Mishnah, right? All the Peturim. who are part of Maria. Chere, Shoite, Cotton, Tumtum, Andreganis, Noshim, Avodim, Shem, Shafroim, Chiger, Suma, Choyla, Zokin, Umishen, Yachalaus, Barak. Okay, so all these people are part. Ezeu Cotton, who's a cotton? Kol Sheinu Yochal Lirkei Valksev of Shalavi, Velalis Mishalayim Laharabais. Dibri Beis Shammai. If he's so small that he can't even ride on the shoulders of his father from Yerushalayim till Har Abayis, that's so small that he is Pater. Uveis Hiloimrim, Kol Sheinu Yochal Lechos V'yodos Shalavi Velalis Mishalayim Laharabais. He has to be able to hold out to the hand of his father and go up from Yerushalayim to Har Abayis. Shneimar Sholosh Regal. So here I'll just say Stam Nekuda Chashuva. And Nekuda Chashuva over here. This thing that it keeps on saying Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. What's Pshat that the shear is measured from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis? Okay, and you'll see soon in Rashi, we'll have the same thing in Rashi. Rashi says that the Gadol is Einu Yochel Lalos Baraglav. So Rashi writes, where do you have to go Baraglav? Also, Yerushalayim Lazar. Everything from Yerushalayim. But what if I live in Bnei Brak? What if I live in Tel Aviv? Why are you measuring me from Yerushalayim? So the Chazon Ish says what he would have said, and he holds by it, and what Tosfos says. He says, I would have said Pshat, not like Tosfos, and he wants to keep his ground. He doesn't want to give in. He says, I hold that the mitzvah's essay of Aliyah L'Regel includes walking from Yerushalayim, and where exactly he says he would have said from the end of Yerushalayim, starting from the bottom of the mountain, from Har Habayis, which is Machne Levia, from the bottom there, till the Azara. That's the real etzem essay of Aliyah L'Regel. The rest is not the real essay. It's like Hashem Mitzvah, just like in order to do any mitzvah, you have to do a lot of preparation. You have to buy a lulav and buy a lulav. It's all Hashem Mitzvah. But the mitzvah alein is from the end of Yerushalayim till Azar. And that's where you get this shear. That's why we measure everything from there to there. Meaning, this man, how he'll get till the Har Habayis, he'll get there in a car. He'll get there on a wagon. However he wants, he'll get there. But by foot, he has to be able to go from... He has to be able to do the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is to go by foot.
On
Yom Tov, right. What's the difference which day it would be?
Oh,
that's what you mean. I don't think he meant because it's Yom Tov. I think because he meant that is the way you do Aliyah L'Regel is by foot. That's why I think he means. I'm not sure. You see all over, it keeps on saying, yeah, Maya for Palmyra.
Somebody is a child being able to walk. Do you think that's how he has to go by foot? Rashi says,
I'm not sure I understand. What do you...
No, the message is saying he's going by car or by horse or something, the car would not be
defensive.
It's being defensive by the literal definition of...
Regalim, right, you go by foot. That's what it seems like. It seems like the mitzvah, the ikra mitzvah is going by foot. As the Mimela, he says he would paskin like this. This is how he would paskin. Let's say you have a man who's a zaken, and he cannot walk more than 45 minutes. That's his most he can walk. So he lives in Bnei Brak. What's the din? You tell him, Mister, get a wagon, get to Yerushalayim, as long as you can get from the bottom of the mountain till the top, which is, let's say, 30 minutes, right? And you can do it, then you're a Yochalam. If you can't go, and that's what it means, Mi Yerushalayim Lehar Habayis, means from the edge of Yerushalayim, right there at the edge by the foot of the mountain till the Abayis, that's what you measure everything.
When you say the foot of the mountain, you mean the foot of
where the city Yerushalayim ends and where the Har Habayis begins, right from that point, from the Abayis in plain English, yeah, from the Har Habayis.
Is there a way that we know that you have to? We're just talking about walking. Is there a way that you know that you have to walk towards the shop? You have to be able. In other words, if you're able to walk,
Zokin can walk right by. Yeah, I don't know if it's like ma'akiv, right? I don't know if it's ma'akiv. The Rambam doesn't say a din. Im loy halach beregel, lo yati lechay vasin. It seems that that's the regular way. That's how the pasuk writes it always. Regalim, to amayich. Chreit, there is, I think, a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says somewhere that it is l'chachila to walk. But yeah, I don't know if it's mak. Oh, and Mimela, that's how come everything is measured like that. However, oh, so that's what it comes up. And I'm going to tell you once you already brought that up, I'm going to tell you a real geschmack of art that I said. And then I already found that I was machav and my friend wrote it into his sefer. Do you ever see these sfarim now that came out? Chavatzelas Hasharon Ala Teira? These fat sfarim, whatever, Karlbach, yeah. So he's my friend. He was machav and he wrote the same exact word in his sefer. But I think I beat him to it because I said it already 8 years ago. 8 years ago, and his paper didn't come out yet. But I'll confront him. It's the same word. Maybe he also said it though. Yeah, that I don't know. The kasha was like this. Gashmaka kasha. Cousin of?
His father.
Ah, I hear. Or Moshe Kalbach. Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. We used to ding zuck and learning every day. So anyways, the word is like this. That it says in the Ritva, like this. It says in the Ritva that there, if you learn Gemara Sukkah, Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, he works out the whole sugya. You end up with two psukim teaching you the same rule of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. Okay, I don't know the sugya by heart now, so I can't tell you the two. One is Uvlechtecha Baderech, and I believe the other one is that the Gemara says you learn it from Ishal and El Tzofan, that they were tummy to their cousin, and they lost the Pesach. Second Pesach I have wrong. There's two Pesachim. What do you do with two Pesachim? Too many Pesachim. So some of it the Gemara takes care of, but he still ends up that he has a kasha. What do you need two Pesachim? And for the Ritva, you need one Pesach for a person who is doing the guf ha-mitzvah, he's puter from doing another mitzvah, and another pasuk, that even if he's just doing hechsher lekabel mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah, he's puter from a mitzvah. So he says, I'll give you a mashal, he says. Hechsher mitzvah would mean, he is going lekabel p'nei rabbo. He is not being lekabel p'nei rabbo on the journey, but he is going hoylech lekabel p'nei rabbo. This is a hechsher mitzvah, that's a case of hechsher mitzvah. Then he says, "Uvelechtecha baderech lechas didoch prat lelechas mitzvah." That's a guf hamitzvah. What's in the moshul of a leches the mitzvah? Where is walking a guf mitzvah? Aliyah leregel. Aliyah leregel is a guf mitzvah. So you see over there, he says that. Now there's the Gemara in Pesach. The Gemara says, "Shluchei mitzvah einam nizoikin b'halichasa." Right? For example, the Gemara says, right? The famous story, if he's climbing up to do Shiluach HaKen, and he wouldn't be Nizoykin unless it's Shchiach HaZeikah, right? The same thing on the way back, also he's not. How do we know? Shluchem Nitzvah Einem Nizoykin Bahali Chosan. Because it says, V'lo Yachmoy Ish as Artzecha, Ba'alo Yitzchalei Rois as Pnei Hashem Alekecha, Sholosh Poim Ba'ashana. So you see that when you're doing the Aliyah L'Regel, you're not going to be nizik from people taking away your land. Is the kasha that afi the ritva? That said, that aliyah l'regel is not a hechsher mitzvah, but rather gufa mitzvah. I'm lacking a raya that I still don't know that someone who's going to do shiluach haken, which is on a lower darga because he's not doing the gufa mitzvah. So how do I know that? That was the kasha. Okay.
To go there.
Is
the
carbon. Okay, so
still, since
I'm doing Gufa Mitzvah, I only see that, right? Still won't up. So on that I said, see this Chazanish, it's me you said, right? Because according to this Chazanish, the Gufa Mitzvah starts at the bottom of the mountain. So Memelo, the Torah promised me that no one will be claimed starting from when I start going up. So it is a good rabbi. It's not a seer on the Ritva, because the Ritva didn't tell me which part of the Aliyah. He could mean like the Chazanish. He can mean The mountain climbing is the Gufa Mitzvah. He didn't. So everything is good. That was my part. He wrote the same part in his sefer, Mechavat Tzelt HaSharon. I was Mechavat to my dad in one other time. Okay. Anyway, that's...
Good question. In terms of but if he's able to leave Ayla by holding on to someone's hand, would he be trying to do it?
Oh. So I heard this b'shem my Harusa Shver, Shlomo Feivel Shustel. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Tertmima in New York. There's the Yeshiva Tertmima. You know there's one who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. So his brother, he asked this kasha. He said, why do you, over here it's mashma, you could hold on to the hand of the father. And then b'sham is even makel, then if you could ride on his shoulders, right? Still you're doing. Nobody seems to hold that's good enough by a gruddle. Right? So he tined that the answer is that you have to do your normal going. In other words, you have to be able to walk in a normal fashion how you walk to things. So therefore, our normal gruddle walks alone, so then he has to be able to do it that. A child, wherever he goes, holds on to his father. So that's called regaling for him. And Beishami holds a bigger chiddush. Kids go on the shoulders. But he tainted that you couldn't bring a ride from a gadol to a katan. That's what he wanted to tain.
First of all, Beishami, you don't see that Beishami is making the same judgment.
Yeah, Beishami is not. Right. But he's just saying, what would Beishami say about a gadol that the only way he can get up there is by riding on someone's shoulder? Would Beishami in the chagan?
Why not?
Because Beis Shammai argue the first part of the Mishnah, they didn't say Beis Shammai didn't seem to argue. It said, or let's say, are they going to argue on all those people? Right. So he times no, Beis Shammai agrees over there because Beis Shammai just saying you go by the dark way.
But if the Mitzvah is going to walking up there, and Chinuch is, at least according to a lot of posting, exactly, you have to
be Mechanic.
You can't do it
in
a fake way, so if he's not doing it in the way it's proper
Mitzvah. So maybe he would be saying the same terms. You have to do it the way you usually go. That, so in other words, if that's how you go everywhere, by riding on your father's shoulder, because you're 1 year old, so you are doing You mean, since when he'll be a gadol, that will not be a normal way for him to go?
Right.
Or do you mean because he didn't aliyah? He didn't...
No, because that wouldn't be a normal way he would go.
Okay, but the... But
the catch is the other way. The catch is the other way. Why don't we say, if he's on the other way, he's on the other way.
But I guess we go by the normal way of the min. In other words, you're saying for me it's normal to go on the shoulders because I cannot walk. Alright, so you see, you go by Gedolim, go this way. He is, in other words, like we would call it, say, unfortunately, he cannot go the normal way, right? For a kid, you'd say, unfortunately, he can't go. I guess you have to say that as long as it's normal for him, that's called a good chinuch. You teach him, you go like you're supposed to go. So then, there's also something else, Grata, that we'll see later, that I'll come achrayim right. That klal, that the cotton, you know, you teach the cotton to do it the full way, like a gadol, there's exception. Any difference that goes away and comes due to cottonness itself, we're mechanichim anyway. Any problem, always we're talking about like other problems, fake esrog, this, that, nothing to do with katnas. Then, but what about some of chisorin gufa, which has to do with katnas itself? Some people even say, not mamish, I don't know about shir, kazais, mamish, but something like that. Yeah, something like that. Let's say, beloy lugma for sure.
Yeah, that's
you go by kids, that's for sure, right? You don't say, but when I'll be big, it won't be beloy lugma. That's pasha, that's mamish pasha. Right. But they say for something else, I forget, for maybe sviya. Because if let's... But I'll tell you a few examples where they say for sure. I say, lamosha. How could he ever be mechanech? A kid doesn't have kavana. And it's a sichas kavana. Yeah? Or I'll tell you another one that the achronim say. I think the Sfasemis says it. Let's say she'd be mechanech a kid if he's aim lekarka. If you go like Shitas Taisis, that Misha aim lekarka is potter min ariyah. She'd be mechanech the kid. He says, yeah, even that cult is going to go away with Gavis. Because eventually he'll be a Yerusha. Even that he wants to say. That's a big chiddush, because that's not really... Okay, but what else does he bring? I forget, there being a few other ones like that. That if it's because of his katnis gufa, then we say he should do it. Right. So those are the, okay, that's what the Chazon Ish says I would say. However, he brings Taisvis. Taisvis says...
Oh, Rav
Moshe says he had Daf Vav. Yeah, he brings the right from Daf Vav in Chagiga. That over there, the Gemara talks about that he's going to get better. When we get to Daf Vav, the Ezer Hashem will... Yeah, we meet Hashem. It's a school of Arichos Yomim. Yeah. Okay. Anyways. So thus, Dr. Chazon Ish, that's how I would say. But Lamaise, he says Tosis doesn't say that way, even though it's a very hard Tosis to read. He tying is that Tosis on base is not like me. Tosis says he has to be able to go by foot. It doesn't say from where to where. It just says Laraglov in the Mishnah. It really means from wherever he lives. He has to be able to walk all the way by foot from his house in Tzfas, all the way. That's what. And he says, V'chein mashma barambam hilchas chagiga. And I never looked it up yet, so I'll look it up now. That I don't know. I don't understand. Is anyone going to actually do it? It's just a shear. I don't know who's going to ever do it. But he says, according to Tosis, the way it works is that you're potter if you can't make it by foot from your house. But Lamaisa, if you start driving because you feel like it, right, then it keeps on changing as you get closer. Can you walk from here? When you get to the point that you could walk, then you become a chli. That's how he learns it. He says, Azeh is mashma and the rabbim chagiga.
And the fact that the Mishnah uses the shear both times, are they
so Mishnah and Yerushalayim? Oh, so why there did it say Yerushalayim? So there places himself speaks out, a different shot. The shot is because all kids end up in Yerushalayim, because the Gemara is going to say later, their mothers have to be in Yerushalayim anyway, because they have to come for their Simcha. And in Mela, all the kids are in Yerushalayim. But if they would be at home, then the shear would be from at home. But they happen to be in Yerushalayim.
I mean, it's hard to ask they would get there on Yantar.
Yeah, but when will you start?
Start whatever the Siman Chiyuv is. So if it's a 3-hour walk, it's a 3-hour walk. Is that what he means?
They don't get to Yerushalayim with their own team.
But your mom could you? I mean, that's... The mitzvah is...
Just, I guess, because it says Stam. The Rambam does not say any word about Yerushalayim. It just says, Enu Yochel Lalos Meraglim. Doesn't say from where. So I guess he's assuming that the Rambam doesn't say anywhere. Enu Yochel Lalos Al Raglayim. Enu, it says there, and then again. Enu Misha Yochel Lalos Meraglim. So he assumes the Rambam means from where you are, wherever you are.
When?
Starting from when, you want to know? I don't know. So you're saying only starting from Yom Tov.
What does he say by
Erev Pesach? There is a din of Derek with a Mishnah, 15 mil, Medin. There is no questions. The Fesh, 15 mil. Right here, okay. Anyways, those are the two Pshatim in the Mishnah. Either from wherever you are, or the Chazon Ish wants to say from Yerushalayim. So there's the Machlokes. Then Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shenema, Sholosh Rego. Beishamai Yoimrim, Hori Iyosh, Shtei Kesef, Achagigomor Kesef. Beishamai says that the carbon Ria costs 2 ma of Kesef, and Achagigah is only 1 ma of Kesef. Beishamai Ria ma Kesef, Achagigah, Shtei Kesef, just the opposite. Okay, Rashi. Hakol Chayovim Biria, the mitzvahs Re'iyas Kol Zechurcha, Shetzrichin Lihisrois Ba'azara Boreg. The word re'iyah means the mitzvah essay of being seen in the Azara on the regal. So over here already Taisis says on this Rashi that we see from Rashi that Rashi argues on the Rambam, according to Arnus. Right? That Rashi holds the essay is just coming to the Azara. The carbon is not the mitzvah of the reed. That, meaning like the Turiyem, that the asay is come to the Azara, then once you come to the Azara, comes the lav of Loyer Panei Rekam. So when Rashi wrote the mitzvah, he just wrote that you have to come. Chutz mecheir shet of a katan, the lav b'dinei de'aninu, upturim ni mitzvahs. The part of Ramal mitzvah. Achigir v'asuma, kula yalas mikroi b'gemar. U'misheinu yachal alas baraglav, Yerushalayim lo Azara. Here Rashi wrote from Yerushalayim to the Azara like the Chazon Ish, that it's telling Yerushalayim to the Azara. And on this Taisus writes, Lav Davka. It really goes by where you are. That's that Taisus that we mentioned earlier. Of Igmor Mefarshilahu. Ezehu Kotten. Who is a Kotten? And it says, once he could either hold his father's hand, or if he could ride on his father's shoulder, according to Beishan. Avol Mikam Ve'elech. Once he reaches the age that he could hold the father's hand and older. Avol Pisha Enu Chayiv Minat Torah. Even though he is not chayiv min haTorah, because he's still obviously a katan, itilu chachamim al oviv ve'al imoy lechanchoy b'mitzvahs. The chachamim put on the father and the mother to be mechanich the child b'mitzvahs.
Yeah. Very.
Yes. What? Very.
Ol chayiv mishnah kedushah chotet. So it's ol chayiv.
So let's say the kasha the way all the achrayim ask it. Migdolim v'ad katanim. Many achrayim ask. The L'chayr Rashi is connected of the Feirish Gemara in Nazi, right? Gemara says over there, you have to hear the Gemara, or else you won't be able to hear the teretz of the disciples. So I have to say over the Gemara like a mensch. The Gemara says like this, Ha'ov Madir Ha'ish, and some gerses are, but there's a gis also, it doesn't make much of a difference. Ha'ish mother is b'noi b'nozer, right? There's a din that a father can say on his son, you're another. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that a father can make his son into another. Here we're talking about a cotton. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina b'shem Reish Lakish amar k'dei l'chanchei b'mitzvah. This is the Rabbanon. And it's chinuch. You're doing chinuch on your son. You're teaching him how to be another. So the Gemara asks, is it here? Oh, ihachi, if it's al chinuch, afilu ishanami. Why only the father? Why not the mother? Meaning, bishlamav to halacha l'mishu mi-Sinai, kem nishregin ken kashas. That was halacha l'mishu mi-Sinai, that the father can do it, the mother can't. But if it's al chinuch, then why only the father? Kosovar ish chayev l'chanech b'noi b'mitzvahs, ve'ein o isha chayev es l'chanech b'no. And here, I don't look all these up, they have like 20 Marim Kremis in the Emish, but here, of places to look in the Ram Mishulchan. So the shayla is, so how could Rashi say alimai? That's chof tesamadal, the nozer. So all the achronim ask this kasha on Rashi. The Rashi is connected to Gemara. So the stipler says, poshit shat mamish. Excuse me?
He's only there because of the mother.
Okay. So how are you answering the kasha though?
It's not like Bishan Bissol said, they
said. I'm just saying, but how are you answering the Rashi? Rashi says, and here it says it's only the father. So he says, Mamish is simple taich. He says, you have to read the words good, and you'll see it right away. It says in the Gemara, Bishlam like Rabbi Yochanan, it's good only the father can do it, because that's a lot of Mishnah Sinai. But according to Reish Lakish, why shouldn't the mother also do it? And for the Gemara, Kosovar. What does the word kasavar mean to me? When I see the word kasavar, that's savrua. Kasavar means he holds, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't. In other words, that's kufa what's going on over here. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I'm safe. I hold the lachamish mitzvah, so that's my pshat. But you're shver, right? Because according to you, it's chinuch. Oh, Reish Lakish holds like that, right? And I added a Mar Mokin from the Taisus Arash in Kedushin on Memam and Beis that it says the word kasavar in the Gemara there. And the Taisus Arash says we have to erase it from the Gemara because no one argues on this. The Meili can't use the word kasana. So that really shows. So Zak the Sniper said, they are good. We don't hold like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish always halachos like Rabbi Yochanan. So Mamish Adarabba. From this Gemara is a rai to Rashi, not a rai against Rashi. Ad kedekach, that I was thinking that L'chaira, the stipler is so right. How? What's going to be with everyone else who says Lamaisa, that really the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father and not on the mother? Isn't the stipler right that's only Reish Lakish? Because it says kasavar. L'chaira, the stipler is not like a defense, an offense. It's like a.
What you learn?
Oh, you want to say that Lachem Lishmi Sinai is teaching me about chinuch? That's not how the Gemara seems.
If it's only
been
teaching, if only
each
chayv lachanas
benav mitzvahs,
why would the chacham be mavil on avay?
For care, that's the whole thing. Only Reish Lakish says ish, and Reish Yochanan holds ish v'imay. Just by nazir, it's a separate issue. That's not lachem lishmi Sinai, right? Okay. Anyway, that's how the stapler answers the thing. Now I add another shtickle ha'ara, that this isn't the first Mishnah in Shach that says about that a cotton has to do a mitzvah. What? Hil ni amalka. Yeah, made
it.
Oh, it says over there something. Yeah, there is something there. It says that her children, they said she had a sukkah higher than 20 amos, right? And the Chachamim didn't say anything to her, right? And she did everything according to the Chachamim. So you're saying, if you say a woman is not chayev in chinuch, then that whole Gemara, what's shot in that whole Gemara? Is that what's bothering you? So what's the raya? She's a woman, she doesn't have to do any chinuch. So what's the whole raya? You're saying still it's a riot. Because why would she go and make a bad sukkah for them? That's what you're asking? About what? Let's see. I know this Kasha. One second here. Let's see here. Oh. Morgan Avraham brings this kasha from the Maharam Rutenberg. Morgan Avraham and Simon Shin Mem Gimel brings this kasha from the Maharam Rutenberg. What's this whole business about Hilni being mechanic her children? I am Nazir, it says that Isha is not mechuyev to be mechanic her children. So the Maharam Rutenberg answers Machmeres al Atzma. She was a machmeres al atzma, because in other words, she brought them into the sukkah. She really didn't have to bring them to any sukkah. She keep them at home, because she has no chiyuv chinuch. But she was a machmeres al atzma And if so, then we can already bring a raya from her. Because once she was already doing it, she was doing it right. That's what the Maharami Rutan brings
to us.
That's
the raya for Kuna. Once you do the Kuna,
you got to do the raya. That's true.
No, okay.
But once you're doing the mitzvah,
what was the matzah's
last one? That she did chinuch, even though she was taken nachayev, but she went and taught the kids to go into the sukkah anyway.
She's double matzah's
last,
right?
What?
She did not stay in the sukkah
herself, right? But that's nothing to do with her kids. It's not. I mean, oh, why was she in the sukkah? All right. I think Gemara says something about that. Gemara says something about her.
In a way in which. Was proper
to throw
right
at the captain without. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Well, of course, the discipler, you see, they hold that. That's the question.
But asking the kasha.
Yeah, but the only thing is, it could be he's asking the kasha on Reish Lakish. The Rami Rutenberg might be asking on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that way, so how's he going to say? Okay, fine. Boss? Yeah, the Magen Avraham holds it Lamaisa. Right. The Magen Avraham, he really holds like that. So you see, he doesn't hold like this way. He holds that it's Lamaisa. Right. You have to know how to answer the Kasha, the Kasava. Only the mother is Chayv in the Chinuch. The father's, and the mother is not. He doesn't hold it's only on Reish Lakish. It's everybody. I says Kasava, I don't know. They know how to answer that Kasha. Okay, fine. Weiter shalosh regalim haroi lalus beraglov chayev akosif v'chivin degavah potim in atayra katan lav barchinuchu. Since if he would be a gadol, he'd be potter. So when he's a katan, he's not a barchinuch even. Beisham yomim marviyesh they kasef gadol habalehi rois. Here again, Rashi is going l'shitasi. When a gadol is balehi rois, tzorich lavi oyle has to bring the oyla, meaning that the oyla itself is not the mitzvah. That's only the second stage. But the mitzvah itself is a lehi rois. Ve'en of the chutz of mishtei kasef, shtei mois kasef, shehen shlish dina. Tuk mo is a third of a dina. Right? So that's, like we know, there's 192 prutas in a dinner. So this is a third of a dinner, means it would be worth 64 prutas, right? A third of 192 is 64, right? So that's how much it costs. 64 prutas. Shenem abloyo penayrikam. V'yalfi gemar shetzoich lahavi oila. It says in the Torah, loyo penayrikam. And from here you learn that you have to bring oila. Third time, Rashi says the same thing again. That the carbon is from the lav. Vasei is lehirois. And the carbon is from loyo penayrikam. V'yali, yeah, okay. Avol gav shalunas nabay Torah shir, chachomim nas nashir. Even though the Torah says any oila would be good, there's no shear, even one pruta. But the Chachamim made a shear, it should be 64. Ve'hachagiga, shalmei chagiga, chayovin hayachidim lahavi baregel, the alfina lo b'shili pirkin mi'b'chagvesim ha'isei chag l'ashem. Oh, I forgot one thing that I was in the middle and I forgot to finish. I said, this is not the only place, or the first place, where you have in Shas that a katan has to do a mitzvah. You have Katan Hayodel and Anea should do lulav, and it is katan by sukkah, and if you look by all of those, it either is no Rashi or Rashi just says okay, it's katan chayev midrabanan. And for some reason here Rashi decided to write in that the father and the mother are responsible to be mechanechem the mitzvah. It bothered me. Why this time Anishtana? Hapam is it from everywhere else. Everywhere else is place. The kid has to do mitzvah, whatever the shot is. He doesn't go into it. And here he does. Because of the limud from Hakil. Oh, he wants you to know it's not the Raisa, you mean. He wants you to not be fooled. You should not think it's the Raisa. So he writes a whole long arichas. Alpha Bisha Emuchai Mina Taira. He feel chachamim alav v'bal yamin. That's
where
it's a real deraisa. I hear maybe.
Could it be that those mitzvahs are mitzvahs eishas mandroma? So the mother would have no chiyuv because she's not chayav to do it herself.
And this one too. The same thing here. It's mandroma and nashim pater too. Yeah.
But there you're teaching the cousin to do the mitzvah itself. Here you might think you're schlepping the cotton along. You're not. That's not chiluk. You know, schlepping somebody along isn't
in the Chanukah.
So what would happen if you wouldn't say anything? I mean, so you'd find out from the Mishnah.
Then you say he did an aliyah.
Good, okay, but I hear your whole thing, but what does it do with Rashi? So, Shema Amina from the Mishnah, you got to do it. Like, why is that a justification that Rashi has to say this whole arichas? How's it going to... I thought similar to what you're saying, that maybe, you know, there's a big shayla in the Rishonim and Achronim about if the chiyuv of chinuch is that the Chachamim directly spoke to the kid, and they said he is chayiv to do it, or they only made the parents in brachas, right? So over here, maybe usually, whatever it is. If the cotton's chayiv, so he's chayiv, so you have to shake the lulav. Maybe, could you say that over here, the cotton, you can't talk to him because he can't do it. The father out is got to do it, that's all. He has to hold him or put him on his shoulder. So Rashi says, yeah, the chiyuv is on the father and the mother to be mechanechem. Usually he doesn't get into it. Usually he's chayiv, whatever. So if it means the kid's chayiv, the kid's chayiv. Here, the chiyuv is on the parents to do it. I don't know.
If you bring any shear for the carbon, like Rashi says, are you still getting to the tire?
Kalvachayim, anything is good. A proof right. Even. Even mashu is good. Oh, you're saying if let's say you did less, did the chachamim oiker it? Ah, where you so that's totally in the general shaila sake. Always, if the rabbanon could be oiker the right. When do they say? When don't you say? All right. So there's a lot of different. Achrayim that say different klalim about it. One of the klalim, the Tzitzah Kodesh, says that the klal is that if the Chachamim were afraid that you were going to do it in a way which you wouldn't be yotze midoraita, then even the drabbanan you're not yotze either. But if they were just afraid you'll do some aveira or something like that, then you are yotze midrabbanan. That's what he said. Okay, I have to do a bissel gemara. Nachdem we have to read it. Hakoil. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We said every morning, even the worm changing shares. I want to know what it means.
Yeah.
What does it mean? There's no share to the oil. I mean, how can you buy it?
You mean elu dvarim shein lamshir, and you say hore oyer. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you are mechavin to the gemara daf zayin. Tanan also elu dvarim shein lamshir hore oyer. My hore oyer. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish over there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Reish Panim Bazar, Reish Lakish Amar Reish Panim Bekarben. Then there's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And then there's an Ikadami in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So there's a lot of shotim. Yeah. Okay, Zosti Gemara. We're not doing Taisis, so you might get there a little faster. Pregni Gemara, Hakoil Asuyei Mai. What is Hakoil, right? That's the standard Shaila. Every place where it says Hakoil, Hakoil Asuyei Mai. What do you marve from the word Hakoil? So the Gemara already answers, Lasuyei Misha Chetzi Eved B'Chetzi Ben Chayim. Okay, fine. Now we have enough to learn to Eved already. Because he has his own child, so I can't be marbe this, why can't be marbe that? So you go this little tour heaven here. Okay, first we have the one here with Hachigar Bahasuma, a very yesodic sticker one, which is in page Dalit. Yeah. Hachigar Bahasuma. It says in the Mishnah, Hachigar and Asuma are potter from the mitzvah of Reim. Zot the Turi Evin, Kol Hani Nafkalei Bigmora Midichsiv Regolim. We learn it out of the word Regolim, and Regolim means by foot, and the Chigir and the Suma cannot walk well, the Suma cannot see where he's going. Mimela, he's excluded from Regolim. But what is the whole Pasuk of Regolim? The Turi Evin brings soon. The Pasuk is Shalosh Regolim Tochoi Gli Bashana, which is really the Mitzvah Chagig. Tochoig is referring to Chagig. So Zok Turi Evin Mikam nearly. From here I see a Yesoid. The HaPoter MeChagiga Poter Nami Min Hori'i. The Hori Golim Gavi Chagig Ksiv. The pasuk is written by Chagiga. Shalosh regalim tachag libashat. Vafilu hachi pater nami min hariya. And we see, even though those are two separate mitzvahs, right? Because Chagiga is that you bring a kshalmei Chagiga. And Re'iya is going in the Beis HaMikdash and bringing Oilas Re'iya. But when the pasuk says you're pater from the one, then automatically we know also that you're pater from the other.
That's the verse
of Rashi.
If it's a Tanai.
But the Tanai is the Oilas Re'iya with the Re'iya. Now we're in Chagiga. Right here we're jumping further. Here we're saying,
you don't have the carbon unless you have the carbon is
there's,
result.
There's three things here. There's Aliyah,
right?
Yeroya, you know, you call Oilas Re'iya, the Oilah, that's to be Yotze Loyer Panerekum, and a separate essay of Tochagli Shalmei Chagiga. So you bring two kavanos, right? And the pasuk says Shalosh Regalim Tochagli, that if he doesn't have good regalim, he's pater from Tochag, from Chagiga. And now our Mishnah is saying that he's pater from Re'iya. So how do we get there? So look to heaven. We see here somehow that if you're pater from Chagiga, you're pater from Re'iya, which is a Yesoid here. Yeah? This is a Yesoid, which is a Shtickle Soid. Meaning that nobody has a Klora. Where does it, what is it, a Hekish? There's one Taisis that calls it a Hekish. I believe Taisis is in Psachim. Where is it? Psachim here.
Why are you saying that this Re'iya means
Oilas Re'iya? No, either one. That's fine. But it's Re'iya versus Chagiga. Re'iya and Chagiga are definitely separate things. Right? Re'iya. Chagiga is a Shlomim.
Right, and the Chagiga is not dependent on being there either.
Al Pisvara, if not for some Chidushim, I mean, Pashtus,
you should be sent.
Yeah, right. Right. Where's the thing? I'm sorry. Oh, here. Here, Taisis, I believe, says, how do you know this? It's Muchach, but how do you know it? Oh. Here, Taisus on Daf Pei in Yerushal in Psachim says Isa b'Yerushalmi the Iskash lo Eilas Re'iya, that there's a Hekish from Chagiga to Re'iya. But if you look it up, the Yerushalmi that Taisus is quoting, I will say, oh, Baruch Hashem, now I'm going to find what it is. You look it up. First of all, it doesn't say the word Beferish Iskash. It's just like Muchach, you know, and it surely doesn't say what the Hekish is. So you have to know where is this Hekish, or whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if the Hekish means this Pasuk, maybe. Because it says Regalim, Shalosh Regalim Tachag Libashana, and Regalim is referring to the mitzvah of Oila L'Rego. And like the Pasuk right here is saying that they're connected. Meaning, maybe that's the whole idea. Why am I actually potter? Why is this chigger and this sumo potter from the chagiga? Why can't he send this chagiga in? What's the problem? So the Torah is saying, no. The mitzvah is that go up, do the aliyah l'rego, and bring the chagiga. If you're not going up, if you're not being oila l'rego, you know, if you're not going there, then you're potter from everything. That the pasuk itself is saying it's totally like if you're chayiv in the alila regal. If you're not chayiv in the alila regal, you're not chayiv in the chagiga either. Or like you have the lashon later on, the Gemara even says shalosh mitzvos nitzavu yisrael ba'aloisan l'regal hara'iya hachagiga v'hasimcha. So like it says in our day, it's when you go up l'regal. Maybe that's I don't know. Sorry, Chiyim, I'm just giving a possibility.
So it's not the
Hekish.
I mean, Regalim, Shalosh Regalim means the
mitzvah of Alila Regal, right? And Tachagli. So, all right. So, there's... But we...
That will result in the Chagiga. For Re'iya.
You mean, if let's say somebody's potter from Chagiga, maybe he wouldn't be potter from Re'iya. That's according to what I'm saying. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
You just see from the Pasuk that the Alila L'Regal causes the Chagiga.
Right.
You wouldn't see the other way. Yeah. He's going to say it in a minute. He holds it's a two-way thing.
Causes,
causes a chagiga. Okay, so let's see how. But he says it's a two-way thing. All right, he says it goes both ways. Okay. Right, you see that the aliyah, right, the aliyah larego causes the chagiga. Okay, va'afilu hachi patan va'achi namitznan. He has another proof. Beitfilo loymrim and our mission the same type of thing. Kol she'em yochel lecha is biyada shal aviv she'ne'emar shalosh regalim va'ari ma'isi lo min harigalim she'ne'emar gabi chagiga l'riyah. And our mission too. Beitfilo borrows a pasuk from chagiga and uses it for riyah. Da'kulam asnisin mipturi riyah ma'iri shema mino di alfina mipturi riyah mechagiga va'achi nami a third place. Tashlume Shiva Gabi Chagiga Ksiv. Really, where do we know that if a person missed the first day, he has 7 days to be Mashlim, right? He could be Oyla Laregal and all that for 7 days. It's from the Pasuk by Chagiga, because it says by Chagiga V'chagesem Oysam Lashem Shivas Yomim that Gabi Ri'ya like Ksiv. There is no Pasuk about 7 days by Ri'ya, the whole din of Tashlumim. Bafi Wach Ri'ya Nami Yesha Tashlumim Kol Zayin Kedisnan L'kamer Perek Beis. So you see that you always learn out from Chagiga to Re'iyah. Okay, I'm going to say in the Gemara they could go the other way too. Alright, well this is his Hakdoma piece, because later he uses it to go against Tisus. But we'll get there much later. But his yesod is that all dinim of Chagiga and Riyah are compared. He does not hold a maivort that it's only limited. It's total. Any din by Chagiga is Riyah. And he doesn't tell you how you learn it. He just says you learn it.
According to Yoba, how do you learn the last thing that he said?
Inokanami, I have no pshat. Right. According to maivort, the last thing will still be a good kash. I won't have an answer. How will you learn Tashlum? It has nothing to do. Right. Hakoil, now comes the next Turiyata. Hakoil asuyema. What is the Hakoil coming to be mine? Koshali, frek the Turiyaven, leimol asuye oral. Why can it marve that an oral is chayev in the midst of Riyan? What's the chiddush in that? Udiloy Rabbi Akiva. To exclude Rabbi Akiva, the marve la oral kitome. Rabbi Kiva Shita is in Shas that an oral always has a din of a tummy, and meaning just like a tummy is potter from Re'iyah, because that it's not in the Mishnah, but the Gemara brings it down later, how tummy potter mina Re'iyah. So an oral too is potter mina Re'iyah. Why didn't it come to be marbe an oral? From this kasha I have a raya, hold the amina beperka oral. There's a Gemara in Yevamis, ahod the amar hasa. Oral pasul lekodesh. Oral is pasul. I should say lekidush. I think something. Does yours have? Anyone have a different defus? Everyone has kodesh. All right. It's talking about that he can't do. No. I'm wrong. It is talking about kodesh. That he's pasul. That if he touches kodesh, I believe that it becomes tamei. Umuki lo rav Yosef Rabbi Akiva. Demar right. The marble oral kitame, that this price must be Rabbi Kiva, who holds the orals like kitame. Uporich lo rovo, and rovo has a kasha. What? Really? He's totally tame, and he makes the kodesh tame. Loi lishtame tana velisni ha oral veha tame, velema krabi akiva. I never saw any Mishnah anywhere that any tana should ever say this thing that are oral and the tame are the same. And the Gemara says, you didn't find any kind of putting an oil like a tamei. And there's a brisa that says, oil v'tamei are potter minaria. There you have it. You want to find somewhere that mentions Rabbi Kiva Shita? Here you have it. Zok the Gemara v'dochi. Hasa mishum demois. That's not the yesoid of oil k'tamei. That's the yesoid of mos. That's especially yesoid of mos. Mimela, don't bring me a raya that an oral potter to Re'iyah that he's tame to make kodshim tame and that he's always mamish a tame. He's too most to come in for the azara. It's a special tour only as far as Re'iyah. So there's a machloikas rishonim when the Gemara answers hasa mishum demoitz. Is the Gemara saying Re'iyah is different? That there's a new p'tur l'chule alma of miyas an aro. That's one way in Rishayim. The other way is, the Gemara is saying, Ad kan lo shamati that Rabbi Akiva holds that he's like a tamei only by Re'iya because he's mois. Meaning, is it saying a Kuli Alma thing or is it saying a Rabbi Akiva? So, like the Torah Evan, I see that the correct pshat is Hayim Shiv de Kuli Alma Potter. The correct pshat of the sugi in Yavamis is that everyone passes the Aram. May high time because of this reason of mois. Vafilul Rabban. That's the first pshat in Taisus there. Meaning the first pshat in Taisus over there is everyone passes. Second pshat is only Rabbi Akiva. Hilkach, therefore, since everyone passes Aliba de Rava, according to Rava, you can't be Marben Oral, because Rava just said, Rava just said in Yavamis that everyone passes him. And the Gemara wants a teretz if it's to Rava. That's his pshat. The loike the pshat takes his achar kach, and I want to slug up takes the second pshat there. The mehai time of the most of the mar below katane. The second pshat in Taisus is that only Rabbi Akiva holds that way. Avol Rabbanan oral chayav b'riya. The imkain according to the Taisus is second pshat. Havli lemeimer hakol asuya oral chayav b'riya. Uch Rabban elavadai ki the pirashti. Elavadai the first pshat is the correct pshat. So you hear what he's basically doing. He's trying to be machriya between two drachim of Taisus, and he wants to prove that the correct pshat is the first pshat of Taisus, and the other pshat is slugging it up. The first pshat of Taisus holds that everyone patters the oral. Second pshat of Taisus only a bekiva. So according to Taisus' second pshat, we could say hakol is larabois oral udaloi krabi akiva. So since the mission the Gemara didn't say it, it's a right against that pshat in place. It's a right to the other pshat in place.
The Taisus here doesn't even hold this whole entirely.
So what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Yeah.
Says he's talking about all these. Well, the other
pshat
is not the other pshat.
Right.
It says the Talmud
sheet delay. Right.
It's not a question
of even Tumah Shire.
Okay,
that's
Tumah,
yeah.
And he says, well, Aral,
yeah. Being the Gemara, he's Tumah. So whatever.
Right, but whatever you hold by Tumah, you hold by Aral. In other words, even according to the Shire Shire, that he wants to say, even if it was a Tuliyama, it's not a Dia, because it's something that's so questioned, we didn't have to say, Bahasuya.
But one second, you're talking about that the Aral's Pater. Right? And he's right. Saying, let's be lasuya to make you chayav. Hakol chayavin b'riya. Right. Parker. We want to say hakol chayavin. We want to be marbe that our oral is chayav. If you say Rabbi Akiva is the only one who patters, why can't we be marbe oral for the Rabbanan? Right? So l'chayav is still good. It's still good. Oh. So I want, yeah. Right. He's just the bailim. You can't eat the shlamim because that's a din that an oral is also bekodesh, but he can bring the shlamim. He can bring the shlamim. Yeah. Oh, so now I want to defend. Oh yeah.
This is the derech of the Gemara. We don't know who the author of our Mishnah is. He's telling me. He's saying, well, let's say it's not Rabbi Akiva and Lasuya.
Well, you'll see because the Gemara does the same. The Gemara itself is going to do the same right here. So he's just copying the...
We can choose,
right. We need to be marvis something, so we can... Right. Oh, so I want to defend the Taisus. Like this. Pasha de Cheshbon, I think. Mamish, I think, is a good Cheshbon. The Mishnah says that one of the Peturim are Tumtum. Right? We have in the Mishnah, Tumtum Androgynous Noshim va'avodim. So the Gemara later on goes into Tumtum, and the Gemara says, Tumtum, oh yeah, that's what I'm trying to get. The Gemara says, Tumtum, why do we need a special need of Tumtum? He's Pater al Sofik Isha. And the Gemara there learns that even if you're a Sofik Isha, you're Pater. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara says that really we learn Tumtum from a special limud, Zuchur Chaf. Zechur, the Haiti Nashim, Zechur Chal, the Haiti Tumta. So why do you need an extra limud to say Psumptum is Pater? Typically, Safik Isha. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about a Tumptum that's a Varei Zohar, because it was Beitz of Mibachutz. So it was Nikr that he was a Zohar, but he was still a Tumptum, so he would have been a Zohar. But what Mike said, the Torah needs a special Zohar Cha, the Chaf is Memai, Tat is the Tumptum. As a result, what? Yeah, so that's a Kasha and the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say a Safik Isha is Pater from Riyin? So the Miri writes over there, Shema Aminof and this Gemara write to the Rambam, the Tzveik of the Raya says Lekum. Tosis gives a different answer over here. Tosis says another text in the Gemara there. That's already Dalek. Mr. Shem will get there a little sooner. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that there's a Mir of Zechur Chot to exclude a Tumt. Now I'm clearing Azoi. Even around the Turi Yevon says, and that's how come in some Mishnayis the Tumtum is listed after Noshim. He brings other Mishnayis. First it says of Tur Noshim, then says Tumtum. In our Mishnah, if you'll notice, it said Tumtum before the Noshim. Chutz Mecher Shreita V'Katan Tumtum Adreginus V'Noshim. Why did it put the Tumtum ahead of the Noshim? Because he's not a Isha. The Mishnah's Tumtum was a Varei Zohar. So he's not. He has nothing to do with Noshim. It's a separate thing. That is Zechur Chol Amai Tumtum. Not because in a Mishnah where the Ptur of the Tumtum is that he's a Suffolk Noshim, so you say Noshim. Tumtum. Here it's the other way. Tumtum is in front of the Noshim. He's a Zoch. That's it. Okay. So
Tumtum was Suffolk.
Yeah, he is usually, but this Tumtum was Beitz of Mibachutz. So from the Baim of the, you could see that he's a Zohar.
So
the Gid, only the Gid was still inside, was still Ksosum. So since that defect, that he was born that way, tatters him from the word Zechur Cha. From the letter Cha.
A
special din over here. And the whole Torah about it, it's only by Safikisha. But here's a special Ptur. So now, Frege Chashayim. Why do we need a special Ptur of Tumtum? But Taisus writes all over that Avad a Tumtum Zahara because he didn't have a bris. Right? Obviously.
But the whole Kasara of Tumtum was Maus.
One second. Oral, you mean? You mean Oral?
Oral, right. If the whole Kasara of Oral was Maus, then it wouldn't apply.
Oh, because it's not Maus because you've not seen. Okay, very good. I'll get to your thing in a minute. Very good. Our Mamish gets to your thing. Taisus discusses your thing in Yavamis Mamish. Taisus in Yavamis Mamish says your svar. Okay? So. Maybe he has no gid? Why should we assume that?
Maybe
he was born defected that he doesn't have a gid. Taisus doesn't seem to think that's the Metzias. I don't know. He's not Mechuyev, you mean? Because it's Mechusa. I don't think the din is like that. The Gemara think in Yivamis says that a Tumtum cannot eat Kodshin because he's an Aro. I think the Gemara says that he's a Sophic Aro because he might be a Zohar. I think we treat him like an Aro. It is true that it says Mefurish in the Rishayim in the beginning of Aro in Yivamis that you're not Mechuyiv to operate on him to do the bris. But he is a oral, but he's not mechuyev in bris mila. He's not mechuyev. And the Achreinim, the Pri Yitzchak already says that the reason why you aren't is because it's too dangerous. It's a sakana, so you're not mechuyev to go into it. At least in those days, I guess it was a sakana. So you weren't mechuyev. Yeah, he told me. I asked Rabbi Rappaport if he ever did a bris mila on a tumtum, and he said yeah. He said they already do it. They fixed it up and yeah. Al Kapan. Right. Lagabi Kodshim and Leafsim. Right. It's like a anus. It's not really he's a regular person. Oh, it's already late. All right, so we have to already stop. I hear my theory.
It's like a poor.
Yeah.